I've always been someone who enjoyed going after a tune that I heard and really liked. And then whether that be another guitarist tune or a piano player or a full band, I enjoy the challenge of transposing whatever it is I'm hearing into something I can play solo on guitar. So that puts me more in the category of an interpreter often than a composer.
Well, I view that sort of thing as a part of composing. In the case of something like Leroy Carr's In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down, it's really a reimagining of the song because he played it on the piano and there you are with the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to capture the general feel of what he's doing on the piano. Sometimes I actually, you know, do the specific licks. Other times I'm just generating the feeling that I'm enjoying from his arrangement. And then in that particular tune, I actually did reach into my grab bag of Big Bill Brunsey licks, which work well. I mean, Carr played with a guitarist named Scrapper Blackwell quite a bit, who did a lot of lead playing. I'm more of a chordal player. I work out of chords, and Big Bill Brunsey was a good source for some stuff that fit right into that tune.
The sun rises in the east, and it sets up in the west. The sun rises in the east, mama, and it sets in the west. It's hard to tell, it's hard to tell which one will treat you the best when the sun goes down.
Speaking with Phil Haywood about his guitar playing, and you do rework the songs of others, but then you like to compose as well, like a tune called Days of Reckoning. When you write, are you using the old blues that you like as inspiration?
I'm definitely shaped by it, yes. Mm-hmm. In the case of Days of Reckoning, I don't think there's a specific song that was in mind. My writing is always pretty accidental. Oh. Usually I start out with, you know, some kind of spontaneous riff. And then, that phrase will sit around for a while and I'll play with it when I pick the guitar up. And sometimes another phrase then falls into place. So you try to intuit where it should go next. Mm-hmm. Or you set it aside and a long time later, you're doing something else that happens spontaneously and you realize, huh, I could put that with that thing I was playing weeks ago.
What does Days of Reckoning represent?
As I put in the liner notes, it's, you know, we reach a point when the decisions we made or avoided making add up to something inescapable. And so that's what the title refers to there, whether it's a personal thing or a wider cultural thing. And it does have a little bit of an ominous feel to it. I guess I was feeling not particularly upbeat about things when I was working on that tune.
We're speaking with guitarist Phil Haywood, and that last one was called Days of Reckoning with the Ominous Mood. But all your originals are not so ominous in feel. You have, there's one called Vermilion.
Yeah, again, that one was a tune that started out with a particular phrase that I liked, and it took a long time for other parts of it to come to it. And when it did finally come into a form that I thought was more or less permanent, my wife and I happened to be on a week-long vacation up to Lake Vermilion. This is a little island that we get to stay on where there's no electricity, no running water, and where I got to spend lots of time just with my guitar sitting on the dock. A different mood than Days of Reckoning, for sure.
People say to you about your guitar playing, whether it's your reworkings or your originals?
Well, one thing I seem to get is that it's clean and accurate. I'm a finicky picker, so I like my picking to, you know, to be clear and well enunciated.
Phil Haywood offers original guitar music and puts individualistic spins on songs and tunes written by others. Phil's web address is philhaywood.com. Haywood is spelled H-E-Y-W-O-O-D. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.